Carlos Lalonde, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. I'm a first-year master's student at Michigan State, and I compose all sorts of music. I really enjoy instrumental music from large ensembles like orchestras and bands. Of course, vocal music has a close place to my heart, and this opportunity really allowed me to share my love of that medium.
I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. That's the voice of Carlos Lalonde, the runner-up in the Bach Society of Dayton's third annual Young Composers Competition, whose work In May, based on Paul Laurence Dunbar's poem, will be performed by the Bach Society of Dayton in their upcoming concert, American Mosaic.
The way that this piece actually materialized is I did not compose a brand new piece for this competition in particular, actually. It was a previous piece that I had written about 4 years ago for another opportunity that didn't end up panning out for me. But I had this piece from the poet Paul Laurence Dunbar, which is an amazing American poet. And it sort of sat dormant for a few years. And when this opportunity came up with, the theme of the concert with the, American Mosaic, it really just fit in perfectly for the opportunity itself.
Now, you do realize Paul Laurence Dunbar's ties to Dayton.
I realized that much after the fact, actually until fairly recently. I did not connect the dots until, I did some additional research on the poet. It just didn't connect with my mind that, this opportunity was based in Dayton. And once I realized that, I was like, this is like, a match made in heaven, you could say. Quite amazing. Yeah, no, it's amazing how that turned out, actually.
Why the interest in Paul Laurence Dunbar's poetry?
There are certain poets that, I go through a lot of poetry in the public domain when I'm setting text. If I can't, generate my own text, which I do sometimes, Paul Laurence Dunbar is, one of those American poets. Just the way the music sort of emerges out of the text naturally, and I sort of just gravitate towards it without much extra work. That's why I really enjoy writing vocal music, is because all the work and the music is done through the poetry. I don't really have to do that much. I just kind of have to, soak it out of it.
What was it about the poem In May that struck you so much?
Sure. So through sitting with the poetry, as I do with any vocal piece, there's certain messages that I tried to imagine the poet put into the work itself, and just the simplicity of the poem and also the deep hidden complexities within, each lines of prose. I really appreciated the craftsmanship that went into it. On the surface, it's this beautiful poem about, the month of May and, oh, to have you in May, to talk with you under the trees, dreaming throughout the day, drinking the wine like breeze. Oh, it were sweet to think that May should be ours again, hoping it not I shrink out of the sight of men. May brings the flowers to bloom. It brings the green leaves to the tree and the fatally sweet perfume of what you once were to me. On the surface, you can say, it's just a evocative poem of the springtime. But, there's a sudden hinge of bittersweetness to that that I really wanted to explore in the music. So it's not just this lush, romantic sounding piece. There are some, intricate dissonances and harmonies and things that I wanted to kind of subtly like hint towards that bittersweetness into the composition. Some poems like this just make it so easy for the composer to, evoke musically.
To have one of your works performed in this way, I'm assuming you haven't had an experience like this before.
Not in terms of, in choir music, no, definitely not.
What are you most looking forward to?
Hearing this piece performed by humans. That is something that you take for granted, for young composers, it's especially for vocal music. It's really hard to synthesize a realistic rendition of the music. You can sort of simulate that with virtual instruments if you have like an orchestral piece, but for voices, it's impossible to really recreate that. So, and it always sounds better with live professional musicians, for anything. So just being able to hear the text evoked, with human phrasing and the accompaniment and just the power of human emotion, that's what I'm looking forward to.
The Bach Society of Dayton's American Mosaic concert takes place on Sunday, March 9th at Kettering Adventist Church. Tickets are available in advance at boxsocietyofdayton.org and at the door. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.